Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Welcome back here on Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. It's a pleasure for me to actually support and promote and have a great time with one of my colleagues who typically follows my show. That's Mike Swanson from The Computer Guru. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
You bet. Well, just a brief intro, because many times people don't know the man behind the voice. Mike Swanson is founder, president, systems engineer, and is thoroughly fluent in the industry related to computers, hardware, and software. With 25 years of experience, he has intimate knowledge and expertise in nearly all technological and computer-related services, and anyone who listens in, he often weighs in on other technology that's out there. Subsequently, Arizona Computer Guru now does offer only the basic services, including routine maintenance, system repair, virus removal, data recovery, and the list goes on, network design. But Mike also provides advanced services such as custom system design, disaster planning and recovery, surveillance systems installation, and home theater integration. Mike, the Computer Guru, at one time, this really was kind of a part-time endeavor of yours, was it not?
Yeah, well, it started out as a sort of a weekend deal, or as moonlighting. While I was working at other places, you know, and my friends and family and people who knew me, they were like, hey, come fix my computer. And that was fine. But eventually, you know, I had to, like, make some money. So
fish or cut bait. That's right. Well, did you know at some point in time when that trip point was that you'd take the leap and going from being part-time to full-time and doing what you're doing, Mike?
Yeah, actually, I lost my temper one day at work. I just had it with all of the red tape and the politics of where I was working, because I was working in large networks for large companies, and it turns out that there's just so much bureaucracy involved. I can't speak today, sorry. I just lost it. I was just like, you know what? I'm leaving. And I went home, and I had no money, and I basically took a $30 newspaper ad and said, I'll be your computer guru. You know, call me up.
Is that right? The name Computer Guru, was that something that someone had called you at one point in time and that you then wrapped your business around?
Yeah, I was fixing these computers for a doctor, and he had introduced me to his friends. He goes, this is my Computer Guru. And it just sort of stuck, and that's how I named the company.
Isn't that fun? Well, I know here at the station that actually when we all are asked to provide logos and the like to put up on the website, that you didn't have one at the time, I believe, and that Andrew here came up one with the Swami looking like a guru.
Well, the truth is that the Swami logo actually came from my father.
Ah, there you go.
And I had no logo when I started the company, and I said, well, I need something that says, you know, Computer Guru. So the original logo has the little Swami guy with the laptop, and there's been, you know, variations of that over the time, and it seems to be the only thing that I've really kept as far as from 10 years ago when it initially started. Andrew's had some interesting input on my logo, but it's I have to thank my father for that.
Well, and it's fun how we, those of us that choose to step out and start our own business, that the ideas and thoughts that come to you come from some of the most unlikely places as well.
Like yeah.
The idea of your portfolio of services. I mean, did you start your business thinking, okay, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, but then watch over time what the customers were asking for? Or how did that come about, the repertoire, I'll call it?
Well, I mean, I've always been a person that could just fix anything. You know, if it's broken, I can fix it. And so when I started the company, it was more along the lines of, well, I can fix just about anything, so I'll just see what people want me to do. And, I mean, we've done everything, depending on how hungry we were. You know, there was, you know, somebody brought their tow truck over and said, my lights don't work. Can you fix them? I said, sure.
Absolutely.
So it comes down to, you know, when I put the ad in the paper, I didn't know what was going to come of it. I just knew that I could do it, and hopefully people would want to pay me to do it.
So probably your dad, your mom, your siblings are also tell the Mike stories of when you were a kid, that you were always either fixing or breaking or taking
mostly breaking.
Breaking, okay.
Yes. The only memorable story I have on that is that I took apart my grandfather's riding lawnmower when I was like 10. And I remember thinking about it later, and I went back and I was, you know, like 20 or something, went back and visited them. And he still had that thing disassembled in his garage.
Oh, you're kidding.
So I put it back together.
There you go, with
the
20-year break. I love it. You know, we have that same saying in our house that Daddy can fix anything except broken glass. And it goes back, my mother-in-law tells me that, you know, I just dreaded trash days because Ted would always bring something home that he wanted to take it apart to figure out how it worked.
Well, that's how it starts. That's what, you know, it's the beauty of what we do is you end up taking things apart and learning how they work, and then you know how to put them back together.
Yeah. Well,
hopefully.
Hopefully, exactly. And every now and then you might get yourself out there on the edge. Well, Mike, tell us about your team at the Computer Guru, because it's now these days it isn't just you. Talk to us about your staff.
Well, you know, I have a great bunch of people right now. I've really been blessed that I have some wonderful people, one of which is my brother, who a couple of years ago didn't know anything about computers. I tried to teach him when he was younger, and he had no interest at all.
He's doing other things.
And he managed to sort of come back into the fold, so to speak, with the technology stuff. And I've also got Randall and a couple of new people, Carvette and David. They're fantastic. And then my girlfriend really does a core of the stuff that I can't do, as far as, you know, making sure my taxes are paid and, you know, and that stuff. So it's really sort of I like to think of it as sort of a family effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all get along really well, and I try to keep everybody close as far as, you know, being a part of the team. I mean, I've had some issues in the past where, you know, you hire people that are really close to you and then you can't deal with them when they have problems, but everybody's been really fantastic, and I'm very happy with the team that I have.
That's great. Well, you know, you get involved in all the standard fare computer issues. I know anybody who listens into your show, which comes on after mine from 12 to 2 here on 104.1, that you get all the desperate people that are just locked up with the software. But tell us about some of the really obscure things that you may have uncovered that really had the experts stumped.
That happens almost every show, by the way. Somebody calls up and says, well, I've got this going on. And, you know, without being able to look at it or see it, often I'm stumped. And I have to think, well, man, why is it doing that? Mm-hmm. And there's usually an answer. There's some sort of logical answer. As far as the stumping me part, like in person, that doesn't happen too often. But I look forward to those. I like the ones where it challenges me. It makes me think. It makes me go, well, why is that doing something totally different than I would expect? There have been some very interesting stories. We went to one place to work on their machine. It was very, very cold winter, and the place had no heat. It was a business there. It was like a warehouse, so it was very cold inside, and the guy's computer wouldn't start anymore. So we went over there and looked at it, and I was just like, oh, it doesn't make any sense. So I opened the machine up, and there's like tin foil and little bits of paper and everything just crammed into this computer where a mouse had moved in.
Ah, there you go.
And was cramming little tinfoil things into the slots in the computer. And so I had to tell him that the mouse is supposed to stay on the outside.
Outside, I like that.
That's right.
Or as my daughter sent me a text message recently, you can go to Target and there's a sign above that says mice. And that's indeed where they have all the computer mouses,
right.
Mice, and there's a little red sign that says mice.
Mice, that's right.
That's great. Well, Mike, the idea that this is a kind of fix it as they come, that they come to you, do you view that you've got something that really is your personal sweet spot, that you love to get that call on that particular item for you personally, that keeps you growing and changing and learning?
Well, I guess it comes down to why I do the business.
Please.
And it comes down to that I was sort of thinking about this last night in preparation for the show today. I was thinking, well, why do I do what I do? Mm-hmm. You know, there's got to be some answer to it. I mean, I'm sort of a go-with-the-flow kind of guy, so I've always just sort of ran with things intuitively. I've never really had a real plan for this. And what it comes down to is the common thread throughout my life is that I love to help people. I mean, initially, I wanted to be an EMT. I wanted to be able to save people's lives. Mm-hmm. My dad and I did search and rescue for years. And I wanted to be able to help people. And then beyond that, after that, I was thinking, well, you know, I should be a therapist, you know, and that didn't go anywhere. So it turns out
in your next life, though, remember, yeah, you are in some ways providing, I guarantee, a lot of therapy for those of us that get tied up in knots and want to put a rock through the screen of these things.
Well, I've decided to take my skills and allow them to calm people, allow them to relax your mind and just let me deal with your computer. Mm-hmm. But the thing I love most about my job is that when people walk in, they're unhappy. And they say, well, you know, my computer's broken. You know, we ask people when they walk in the door, how are you doing today? And most of them are like, I'm
not
here.
Good.
So we fix their computer. We hand it back to them. They're smiling. And then they pay me, which the last two things are really nice. I get some money out of it. And I've solved somebody's problem. I fixed their issue. And that's the part I love about my job. So what if there's something that is the sweet spot for me, it's to take unhappiness and turn it into happiness.
Yeah, that's the same way. And in fact, I think that's a common thread for all of us that have chosen to come on the radio, because some people will say, well, do you get paid for doing what you do? And we said, well, you have no idea how I get paid, because it comes back to me, certainly in some visceral business, but that self-satisfaction of knowing that what you can share with others, your know what, your know how, and your know who, it's worth incredible amount of personal satisfaction in support and self-esteem side.
Yeah, I really enjoy what I do. I mean, that's why I do it. I love this. I mean, it's something that I've recognized over time. When I tried to pay people in the past to fix computers, I realized that the big problem with hiring people, which has been my most frustrating aspect of running this business over the last 10 years, is the employee portion of it, is that I was always looking for the people that looked good on paper. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that you have to find the people that have the passion. You have to, those people that love it like I do. And those are very hard to find.
Well, actually, they're usually right in front of your nose, but if you don't know how to appreciate it, they'll walk right by you. I can tell you the times that I was always referred to as, yes, she'll hire all the stray dogs and turn them into this phenomenal, you know, husky team that can pull the sled in another direction. And I think that's because of that power diversity and seeing that what people had in their eyes made a heck of a lot more sense than necessarily just what you saw on the paper.
That's absolutely true. It's difficult to deal with the things that you, I mean, I'd love to be able to teach. I'd love to be able to tell people, hey, you know, this is how you do it. And unfortunately, given that, you know, we're growing the business and all of that, there's a time constraint on how much time I can spend teaching, how much time I can spend molding the next me. And it's hard to do. So now I have to try to find that hybrid, somebody that has the passion on their own, has already ran with it to a certain extent, that was willing to join the team and go somewhere with this company.
Well, I think the other side that's interesting is the technology you're dealing with is obsoleting itself almost the day that it comes out. So part of the challenge I have to imagine is you've got to get people who are continuous learners and who, you know, whether it be to find the mouse that build the nest inside the computer or to try to understand the next version of Windows that's coming out or whatever's going on in the Mac world, and that they can come up to speed very quickly, but also deal with the proliferation that's out there, right? I mean, I've got to believe people are bringing in older stuff to you guys just as much as the new things.
They are. It was a bigger problem 10 years ago with everybody keeping up because they weren't as immersed in the technology as they are now. Mm-hmm. Everybody sort of lives in that technology. Everybody uses technology every day now. So it's easier for you to keep up, and it's easier for everyone to sort of remain in the tide or in the flow of things. So a long time ago, it was much harder to deal with, where we did a lot more training, a lot more convincing people, this technology is good for you, this technology will help you. And now it's pretty much everybody knows this is, you know, it's a way of life. It's never going to go away.
Well, you know, though, at the same time, there's some real challenge here, because as people we've talked about on this show, we've got four generations in the workforce right now. The younger kids coming in obviously have absolutely no technophobia about them. In fact, if you don't have technology, you're not going to get them in the door. And then you have those that are on the other side that really are trying to offer value without perhaps having those kind of skills or the wherewithal. So part of the challenge or the opportunity is, I think people are really thinking about technology in a totally different way. And
yeah.
So thus opens a whole new, a continued doors open for somebody like you and your business to keep learning. But where's your source of greatest learning when you get stumped by something?
Oh, Google.
Is it? Okay, there you go. The technology uses the technology.
Yeah, I mean, it's about wrapping your mind around it and be able to say, well, you know what? I can't be the only person that's ever had this problem.
Right.
I can't be the only person that's seen this issue. So being able to ask like-minded users, I mean, not just Google. I mean, I have most of my friends from growing up do the same type of stuff that I do. So they're all doing similar stuff all over the country, and I can email them and be like, hey, I'm seeing this. Tell me what you think. But once you get into it, it's sort of like once you understand how all the gears work together, once you understand that part of it, then really there isn't anything that would stray too far outside of the normal boundaries. So it's usually fairly easy to figure out what's going on.
Hmm. That's great. Take us back then to that time. I want to take to this point of when you flipped the switch and went full-time into running your business. The ups and downs have got to be there, right? The sinusoids of starting that business and sticking with it. What was the guiding light that, that kept your feet balanced?
Well, I guess the best way to put it is that I've always been driven. I've always did. Yeah, you know, I'm a stubborn individual.
You're not going to let that problem not get fixed.
And I decided that, you know, I've invested time and I've invested money, then I'm going to see this through. And through the times where I didn't have any money and I couldn't eat and I couldn't pay my bills and people around me lent me money so that I could stay alive, you know, I said that I'm going to stick through it. And eventually it paid off for me. Yeah. You know, I'm certainly not wealthy by any means, but I am full of joy in what I do.
You're tremendously wealthy in that regard, yes,
and
full of joy.
I'm very happy as far as that, you know, my bills are paid and I have time to spend with my family and, you know, I love what I do and I do what I love.
That's great. So where does Mike Swanson, the computer guru, the radio piece of you come from?
Well, I've always enjoyed radio. I've loved radio. And throughout my life, people had said, well, you know, you've got a voice for radio. You should do radio. And I tend to agree and say, well, I've also got the face for radio, so I'll go along with it. But I've always enjoyed radio. And in fact, I initially met John Justice when I was auditioning to be on KFMA back when he was there. And it turns out that radio just doesn't pay anything. It's very hard to get in the door. And so it sort of was a project that I thought I'd never get done. And then this opportunity presented itself to me where I said, when the station came on the air, I said, well, you know, that's a great station, a great opportunity for me. So I approached Andrew about putting the show on and saying, well, you know, I want to put this show on here before, I was actually looking at other stations first, and then I found this station, and I was very happy with it.
So I didn't realize this about you. So you had a passion a long time about actually doing radio. This wasn't just a mechanism to get the good word out about your business or your work.
Right, yeah, it
so
didn't
you're
start
really,
out that way.
You are really starting out where you're doing two careers at the same time then.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise it's a hobby. But yeah, I want to be able to take my show, and I think that there are two other big shows out there that do computer stuff nationally. And I think that I have something to offer on the national scale to be able to say, the people that I help, I think that I could help more. I think that I could help a wider audience. I think that that it would be great to be able to deal with the issues rather than just sell a product, rather than just hear myself speak. I'd really love to be able to help people on a much grander scale.
That's wonderful. And in fact, I would say that that probably is the mission of all of us here on the Saturday shows and the opportunity. We're very grateful for having Journal Broadcasting back us in this type of venue. But yeah, there's something about when that mic turns on for both of us and all of us here. I know it does for Dr. Randy, for Clay, for Jerry and Mike, we've got a big audience.
Yeah.
And this isn't just small town Tucson. No, this is about the web stream. This is about the possibility, given the high quality of the information and actually the fun questions that we get that can take it to the next level, right?
I love the callers, actually. But they make it worth coming back every week.
They do.
It's very
fun. You know, Mike, a few weeks ago, you really, though, went out on a limb. Well, when you did one of these fix-it-over-the-air things with a very frustrated person, I think you were almost on and off with them and had your shop in on the calls, and you were taking calls in the middle of trying to decipher her challenge in the mix of it. So there are times, I'm sure, as you feel that I do, that you're kind of hanging out there, but that's almost this adrenaline rush that keeps you going.
Well, I've always looked at the show as that it lends to credibility, you know, and what I do, you know, it's not all science. I mean, a portion of it is art. And so if I can go out on the air and help somebody, and if I put myself out there, that's fine. You know, and even if I stumble, even if I'm like, well, you know what, I was wrong. It happens. You know, but the point is that I'm willing to go out there on that limb. I'm willing to go out there and help anybody that wants the help. And hopefully what it does is it makes them a potential customer for me as far as the business is concerned and a loyal listener in the future.
Exactly. And I think also for every person that we help and do it in such an authentic and open way, it encourages them to do the same, whatever their field is, to offer that to other people.
Yeah. I mean, it's very much like what you do. I mean, you're here and helping masses of people be able to be happy in what they do. And it's one of the things that I've managed to do by stumbling upon it. And I think that there's a lot of people that can benefit from your show by being able to give that little nudge, that little bit of advice to help them get to a place where they can be happy.
Well, and also, like you said at the very opening remark, is it does come to that point maybe that where you have to say, enough already, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm gone.
I'm gone. I love it. Well, Mike, how can people get a hold of you?
Well, if they want to call the shop, 304-8300, or they can call the show right after yours, 751-1041, of course. But call us down at the shop, 304-8300, or you can come see us. We're at Campbell and Glenn.
Yeah, that's right. And your website again?
Arizona or azcomputerguru.com.
Yeah, very good. Lots of stuff on there. Well, any final salvo, any ahas, I wish I'd known then what I know now, you'd like to share with me?
Oh, every day there's something that I wish I had known the previous day. I think that the biggest moment for me, the biggest thing that I could pass along is follow your passion.
Right.
Don't, you know, I mean, I guess the aha for me was that I could have started this business 10 years before I did. And I could have enjoyed much more time with it. It's, if you have a passion, follow it. Find it, just attack it, and let it be you. Become part of that and let your world meld with your passions, because then that way you're not wasting your time doing one thing when you should be doing something else.
Well, I think the other compliment that I might add, too, is the fact that, hey, try it out, too. You did it part-time, and before you know it, you were able to flip the switch and step over. Even if it was in a moment of emotion, you really were prepared for that step.
Excellent. Thank you very much for having me on, sir. I appreciate
it. My pleasure, Mike. And make sure, folks, after the top of the hour news that you want to stick in, then and enjoy 2 hours with Mike Swanson, the Computer Guru, and now you've got additional information to know and understand.
I'll try not to be boring, I promise.
It's not possible. Well, thank you very much, Mike, for joining us. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, this is now our third season, and like Mike, we just really enjoy giving it all away and helping people. Couldn't do it without Shannon's help here at the station, as well as the generous financial sponsors who make this all possible. So I hope you'll consider giving them some of your business as a thank you for the great support of our endeavors. Of course, that would be Bill and Ed, who you heard earlier from Referral Tree, as well as my thanks to Lof Lopez, the retirement income specialist, Rain Chaser Landscaping, Abbott Taylor Jewelers, Mama Llamas Gourmet Empanadas, Raspberry Frozen Yogurt, and Natural Awakenings Magazine. I'd like to add a couple local announcements, by the way. Make sure this week, if you're out and about near Sunrise and Swan, that you stop by the DeGrazia Gallery to visit two friends of Ted's and mine. That would be Barbara and Ken Newman from Newman's Design Mind. They have a fabulous display of their jewelry and recent photography work on display there for purchase through March 5th. Also next Saturday, the 6th, from 11:30 to 3:30, one of the nonprofits that we support is Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary. And Karen and her colleagues are going to be at the Brandy Fenton Memorial Park, when you can even see Gulliver, the large horse that does amazing tricks to support the endeavors of horse rescue and knowledge about the Premarin industry. So again, that's next Saturday. So do remember, please, folks, to take full advantage of the free podcasts on thelarsengroup.com. We've got three seasons worth of libraries, and you can dial those in through your iPhone or compatible device. Also remember that we now are mobile, so text Dr. Zara to box 69852 to get the review and preview blast every Thursday. You can just click away today then to 4 podcasts. So with that, I wish you the confidence to choose and shape your own path by walking on it, and Circles of Change will be right here to help you and help you help others along that way. So again, it's been my pleasure to serve you, and if you're struggling with a difficult change in your career, start first by focusing on helping someone else, and you may be surprised how much clarity and direction this will lend to your own journey. Thanks again for joining us here on 104.1 Tucson News Talk FM. Stay tuned now for Mike Swanson, the Computer Guru. And remember, enjoy Rodeo Week and keep on your circle of change. Take care. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsengroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.